Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Happy Friday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's installment of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. Sorry we were MIA for the last 2 days. I sure got a dose of it from the Santa Claus. Yeah, Santa Claus on Twitter there. Funny enough, can't get a hold of him today. Imagine that. Don't worry, it is December, of course. We got your crap for Christmas at the end of this episode. But before we get into it, of course, we got to tell you the date. Yes, it's the 2nd of December, 2016. 23 days left till Christmas. All the best technology news spanning the past 48 hours coming your way in about 5 minutes. Well, Fitbit seems to think, well, let's do some Christmas shopping. And what's on their list? It seems to be Pebble. Yes, you know, the watchmaker. Seems Fitbit is close to completing the acquisition of smartwatch brand Pebble. At least according to the information and also the folks over there at The Verge. From what is leaking out, at least right now, Fitbit would acquire Pebble's assets, such as its operating system, of course. And most likely after that happens, you'll actually see the Pebble brand say bye-bye. Which is kind of sad. Let's face it, Pebble, pretty slick little watches. Not to mention they were the first modern smartwatch brand. Now, the reason why for the buyout? Well, yeah, Pebble has been struggling financially. Actually, it laid off about 25% of its staff earlier this year, so things are not faring well in Pebble land right now. So I guess time will have to tell, no pun intended, if the Fitbit Pebble, or whatever it's going to be called, will be a hit. Speaking of a hit, Nokia hasn't had one in a long time. That could be changing, though, in 2017. Yes, it seems Nokia is ready to kick off its mobile comeback, of course, running Android, by launching some new smartphones in the first half of 2017. HMD Global has announced yesterday it has successfully secured exclusive licensing rights to the Nokia brand for the next 10 years. So, regardless if the phones suck or not, we're going to be seeing them for a while. Of course, there's no word on pricing, models, and pretty much anything right now. So, we're going to have to wait and see if 2017 will be the year of Nokia. I don't think so. AI, yes, artificial intelligence. Let's face it, Hollywood has made us completely scared of this stuff, even though we kind of use it day in and day out here and there. Speaking of which, I haven't talked to Siri yet today. I hope she doesn't try to kill me. But given the fact that AI kind of does have that reputation, seems that Facebook wants to take the mystery out of AI. And by doing so, yes, you guessed it, you're going to have to watch some videos. Facebook has revealed a series of videos that attempts to explain how artificial intelligence actually works. And according to Facebook's director of AI research, over there, he says, we want to tell people it's not just all magic. And no, it's nothing like the Terminator. Going on to state that it's real technology that can be useful. Which I'm sure we're all aware of. Yes, our virtual assistants, these kind of things. Yeah, we all know that, blah, blah, blah. My biggest concern is it's Facebook trying to tell us that AI, it ain't all bad. Mind you, this comes from the same company that says 99% of news on Facebook. It's real. Chew on that for a few. Hey, speaking of AI and data and pretty much knowing everything about you, Apple's getting into the drone business a little bit. Although not for selling, no. They're actually going to use drones to use data collecting so they can catch up with Google Maps. So yes, you can say it has everything to do with Apple Maps. You know, that little app on our screen that we don't use yet. According to Bloomberg, this drone move from Apple will provide new indoor navigation features to bolster and further improve the quality of Apple Maps and make it a much more friendly, more accurate map experience. Documents obtained by Bloomberg News already say that Apple has filed for an exemption from the Federal Aviation Administration to be able to fly drones for commercial purposes. Now, no, you don't need to be looking to the skies right now. They ain't flying around just yet, but probably sometime next year, they're going to start doing it. I don't know if drones is absolutely necessary to improve Apple Maps. I'm still one of these people that firmly believes the most improvement for Apple Maps is deleting it. And finally, now I don't really know if Santa and I are on speaking terms or not. We had a little Twitter war going yesterday. I don't know if you guys caught that. Anyway, so Santa wasn't answering the phone today. So once again, that has to be me doing his job. So it's time to get our crap for Christmas started. Yes, it is December. And I've dug up one for you guys today. Probably particularly for Santa, who suffers from a hangover, I would say, on a daily basis. So this would be perfect for you, Santa, if you're listening. You need the Hangover Cup. What is the Hangover Cup? Cup. Well, it looks like a big, gigantic thing that you used to have when you were a kid. You know, those little safety cups with a little nozzle at the top? Well, no. This is for your adult Life in the Crapper edition. Yes, it's a big adult-sized sippy cup. You don't even have to get up. You can just chug it right down while you're still laying down. They even promote it as toddler technology for big babies. And it's pretty big, too. It can actually hold 1 liter of liquid, whatever your choosing may be. So if this sounds like the perfect gift for somebody you know, head on over to totally-funky.co.uk. Then search for Hangover Cup. It's only £8.50. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, the official website of the British Tech Network. Get on over there. Check out our blog, our product reviews. So much happening over there. Of course, all our fine podcasts are there, too. If you haven't checked it out, go and do it this very second. Like our Facebook page at British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And please hang out. It's the time of year to be rejoicing and giving. So why not do that with our Slack community over at our British Tech Slack room at britishtech.slack.com. We are headed into the weekend, so that means the next couple of days there's no BTN news, but we'll be back on Monday getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, since it is the season of giving, I'm ordering Santa this mug right now. Anyways, have a fantastic Friday. Have a great weekend. We'll see you on Monday. And thank you very much for listening.